This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Overwhelmed by a flood of property tax appeals following last year's historic property valuation spike, the Montana Department of Revenue says that its Bozeman area office fell behind this year on tracking new construction that should be added to Gallatin County's property tax rolls. Gallatin County Chief Financial Officer Justine Swanson said the delay will shortchange local government budgets and push back the mailing of November tax bills across Gallatin County. And unless revenue department staff can catch up on the backlog over the next month, the owners of some new construction may not be sent 2024 tax bills that reflect the true value of their properties. That would shift even more of the property tax burden to other property taxpayers. The delay also affects Bozeman area local governments, including Gallatin County, the cities of Bozeman and Belgrade, and the Bozeman and Belgrade school districts, since the department has failed to provide them with reliable tax roll valuations as they finalize their budgets for the coming year. In a letter, the governments wrote, "If taxes are levied based on these incorrect certified values, existing property owners are likely to pay higher tax bills, while newly taxable properties may avoid payments until 2025. Doing so will also cause revenue shortfalls for some jurisdictions, which may result in a lower level of service to the communities," the local governments wrote. As Montana's tax system is intended to work, the Montana Department of Revenue keeps tabs on the value of each distinct property across the state, then sends the official valuations used to calculate the property taxes that fund local government services like law enforcement, parks departments, and schools. Each August, the department sends each city, county, and school district a certified valuation representing its best estimate of the total value of the jurisdiction's properties. In other words, the tax base that's available to support local services. The revenue department is supposed to use building permits and other records to keep tabs on renovations and new construction, which generally make properties more valuable, thereby generating more taxes. Tax base growth resulting from newly taxable development is typically a vital resource for city and county budgets because it isn't subject to the limiting cap that is half the rate of inflation that applies to local government. However, in Bozeman this year, the revenue department says it failed to get all new construction on the books in time to meet its August certification deadline. The department's tax base estimate for the fast-growing city of Bozeman shrank by 1.8% between 2023 and 2024, a decrease of $321 million in market value. Montana Department of Revenue Property Assessment Division Administrator Paula Gilbert said the department processed 3,700 tax appeals in Gallatin County last year, work that took 10 months of staff time, even after pulling in assistance from appraisers from other parts of the state. It appears that the issue is more widespread. Helena City Commissioner Emily Dean says that she doesn't believe the department's figures for the value of new construction in Helena align with the volume of building permits the city has issued in recent years. The revenue department says Helena's overall tax base grew by about $49 million of market value between 2023 and 2024, a 0.8% increase. Dean said the department's 2024 tax base figure for the city of Helena came in lower than city leaders had expected. Helena has decided not to push for bumping a planned cost of living raise for Helena City staff in the city's annual budget. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.